Welcome to Sister Place Entertainment. We are speaking with Tamika Newhouse tonight for our author showcase feature. Welcome, Tamika.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about tonight, and hopefully I don't misbehave.
It's okay. So tell us about your latest novel, Plain Jane, Part 1.
Well, Plain Jane is basically about a woman who had been in one relationship all of her life. It was pretty dry, and it was like our high school sweetheart. So they basically had to grow up together and learn, you know, about sex and problems and how just to be an individual together. And so they kind of grew apart. And the main character, Natalie, begins to come into her own in a way that she would have never thought. Often women are always perceived that, you know, if a man leaves, we'll be heartbroken, we'll sit in the house and pray and hope that he returns. Well, it's not always like that. Sometimes we don't want that Negro to come back. Sometimes even we get up and we begin to live. And that's what Plain Jane is about, is her coming to her own and embracing, you know, herself. And she's learning who she is as a woman.
Oh, and that's always a good thing. When you learn who you are, you become, boy, you become dangerous then.
Yes, ma'am.
So what inspired you to write this story?
What inspired me to write it is, Natalie reflects a lot of who I used to be, which is, if you were to purchase the book, you'll see the book is dedicated to Tamika Jameson, which is me. That's my maiden name. And I am the original Plain Jane. And as I got older and just experienced different relationships and dated and traveled, I really discovered a lot about myself as a woman. And so that really inspired me to create this character and show a whole new light of women who overcome relationships by getting under a new one, you know? So that's basically what that's about.
Okay. How would you describe your process for writing? Do you start with an outline? You brainstorm? What's your process?
I usually have a particular plot already in mind, and I try to get the title for it early on. And from there, I'll do, like, some little notes on basically stating what for sure I want to happen in the book. Like, I'll state, like, I want the character to get pregnant, or I want the character to, I want to make sure this particular scene happens. But I don't have a specific outline or anything like that. And oftentimes my books do have several characters. So I'll make, like, a cheat sheet, and I'll create a list of all my characters, their bio, who they are, what they look like, and things of that nature so that I won't get confused. But other than that, I just kind of freestyle write.
Okay. So what inspires you to write and what gets you in the zone for, you know, writing?
Well, what inspires me to write now is my readers. When they want a new story, I definitely try to get in something at least, you know, once or twice. Well, about twice a year. I'm extremely busy these days. I'm not able to write as much as I want. But in the beginning, writing has just been a part of who I am. It's part of my DNA. I did not pursue writing. I did not kind of just force it upon myself. It's just who I am. Ever since I was 8, I kind of fell in love with just creating characters and creating stories, and I knew early on that that was something I wanted to do.
Okay, beautiful. So who are some of your favorite authors? You can name three.
I have to name authors, I guess, who inspired me, because I don't have the time to read as much anymore. And so those who inspired me was Eric Jerome Dickey, Jim McMillan, and then I fell in love with Darian Lee novels. Her series, All of That in a Bag of Chips, was like my all-time favorite series. Like I would sit down today and read the whole 4-book series over again. Like, that's my book right there. But definitely Eric Jerome Dickey and Terry McMillan, because they were like the epitome of African-American writers back then, and when no one else was being seen, they created a lot of, opened up a lot of doors that were not even open to any of us back then. And I really, really looked up to them. So I have to give them their props.
Okay. So tell us about the business entrepreneur in you, because you're the boss lady. I was checking out your website. Tell us a little bit about your business.
I didn't give myself the Boss Lady name. It was given to me by the very first author I actually signed, and from there, just people just kind of picked up on it, mainly after, you know, the creation of AAMBC, which is a book media group. I ended up being able to work with hundreds upon hundreds of authors, and I created literary events, festivals. I have an award show. I contribute to numerous magazines, and I'm able to create a lot of platforms for a lot of writers. And so Boss Lady name was just dubbed. They felt that it was best fitting for me. And so with that being said, I launched my first company when I was 20, which was AAMBC. From there, I launched a radio show. I did that for about 3.5 years. I had my publishing company when I was 21, so about 6 months after AAMBC, I launched my second company. And then I let that marinate for several years until just recently, a couple of years ago, I've launched a lot of different divisions, from a brand management company to PR, to a media group. So I develop a lot of events. I'm going to be developing plays, actually going to be developing one for next year. I developed the only entertainment award show for African-American writers. And, and then I contribute to a lot of magazines, and I connect with a lot of different brands to create what I call literary experiences. And we create all these various different events around the country, and we cross over entertainment. So we bring in TV stars and film stars into our literary events so that mainstream media can pick up on what we're doing. So basically, as a businesswoman, everything at the end of the day is the root of it is literary based.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love that. I love it. I love what you're doing. That just gave me the inspiration. Okay, everything that I dreamed, I say I want to launch, I know I can do it now because you've done it.
Well, thank you.
I mean, because, you know, I've had people say, now, I had one of my mentors tell me, that's too many businesses to be launching. Why don't you just launch one at a time and let that grow and build? But I'm just sitting here listening to you. I'm like, well, dang.
Well, why not do it all? I mean, we only live once, and it's all about just balancing your time. And until if you feel like you can personally handle it and you're able to balance family and friends with all everything that you're doing, why not?
Why not? Well, you know what? I'm going to have to keep your info so I can come to you and get some pointers.
Well, please do. I love bossing people around. I'm like, nope, you can do this, you can do that. So let's do it.
Because that's so inspiring, because, I mean, you're wearing multiple hats, and it's something that I dream of doing. I write down these business ideas and goals and plans. I'm like, okay, I want to launch this. Okay, let me research this. Let me see what the target audience is. You know, I'm, you know, back and forth, because I said I want to be able to walk away from corporate America. I gave myself a timeline. I thought, I can do it. I know I can, you know.
Right.
So, but this is just really inspiring. I love that about you. So,
you have to have a certain obsession about what it is that you want to do. And if you are obsessed about it, you want it to. You're gonna think about it all the time. You breathe it. You eat it. All of that, and you're gonna make sure that you're successful at it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. So what's next for you?
I am headed to Miami on next weekend for the Miami Book Fair. And while I'm down there, I'm going to be finishing up what's going to be my 14th novel, Trust No Nigga 2, or let me exit out, Negro. it's the only street fiction plot I've ever written, and everyone's been waiting for part two, so I'm going to finish up that. I'm going to be working with the Brown and Brother Harris Show to do a couple events. My media group has developed the Literary Experience, which is where entertainment meets literature. And we're going to be creating a lot of different literary events in Charlotte, L.A., as well as Atlanta, and hopefully various other cities. What are some other things I'm going to be doing? And, of course, we're developing the AAMBC Awards. Any African-American writer wants to either attend for networking purposes, to meet readers, to hopefully win an award, you should go to aambcawards.com. And, of course, I'm publishing. I'm putting out books nearly every week. So on average, I will be releasing about 50 books a year.
All right. Go ahead now. So where can our readers learn more about you and connect with you?
Well, I'm easy to find. You can definitely find me just by searching my name. If you forget anything, my name is Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A, and my last name is Newhouse, like I bought a new house. And my website is TamikaNewhouse.com. Twitter is Tamika Newhouse. Instagram is Boss Lady Tamika. Facebook is Boss Lady Tamika Newhouse. My publishing company is DelphinePublications.com or MahoganyRedBooks.com. And then, of course, as I say, the awards is AAMBCAwards.com, and check all that out. I'm actually going to be launching a new literary-based portal, which is called Litish, and we'll be having a community based for that, for readers that love books by Black writers. And we're going to be launching that hopefully by February during Black History Month, so look out for that as well.
Oh, great. Well, Tamika, thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight. Truly informative, truly and a true inspiration for sisters wanting to do more than one thing, following their dreams. And you and I.